Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return once again to good old Maskistan. Oh, gentlemen, if you thought the last article that I covered with Maskistan was one for the history books, gentlemen, Maskistan has once again upped the ante in the HMT world. Now, this article was published on the 26th of October. Are you ready? Are you ready, gents? Man shoves water pipe down wife's throat. Yes, gentlemen, you heard me correctly. The last article, that guy went to work with a pressure cooker. This guy goes for the pipe and shoves it down his wife's throat. Well, maybe she was a throat goat after all. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 28-year-old construction laborer, Shamkishore Gaham, 28, pushed a GI water pipe down his wife Anasia's neck and offlined her at their temporary shelter near Shitala Mata Choke on Tuesday after a heated fight where they both doubted each other's fidelity. You Western women, I dare you to go overseas with the mentality that you have around fidelity that America allows you to get away with. Those men over there, the mere suspicion of you being unfaithful can get your ass offline. On Wednesday, Anasia was supposed to return to her parents' place in Madhya Pradesh with her brother. Wow, this is a crazy name, but I'm gonna try it anyway. Lakshmi Prasad Warkade, who had to take her carcass in an ambulance back to their native village. The termination took place shortly after the couple performed Dusara Puja of tools, including the pipe used in the termination at the construction site. I have no idea what that is. Maybe that's some sort of ritual blessing of the tools that they use for work. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. That's just a guess. Shamkishore had married Anusia in May and shifted to Nagpur around 10 days ago to earn a livelihood. He also wanted to end his life after terminating her, but was nabbed before he could take any drastic steps. He was nabbed by Umred by Sakara Dara police investigation team on Wednesday. It is learned Anasia, too, used to raise concerns about Shamkishore's moral character. She had spotted the alphabet J tattooed on Shamkishore's right hand and used to fight with him over it. Okay, all right. Let's take a quick pause right there. The man has an alphabet tattooed on his right hand. And she used that to create drama. What have I always said, gentlemen? Women and drama. If there's no problem, they will find a way to create a problem. Sounds like this woman used that one simple tattoo to create the circumstances that ended up getting her offline. A day after determination, Amift Shamkishore had used a knife to painstakingly peel off the skin where the tattoo was. Shamkishore's brother-in-law, Lakshmi Prasad, has claimed in his complaint that Shamkishore used to frequently pick fights with Anasia and doubted her moral character. So, this was definitely a back and forth. They both were part of this toxic pairing. Lakshmi Prasad said he was clueless about what made his brother-in-law so enraged that he offlined his sister so brutally. Quote unquote, it was an arranged marriage and there was no dowry demanded from Shamkishore, he said. Now that is very interesting. An arranged marriage. Honestly, I think for the future, if marriage is going to happen, it should be somewhat arranged. Because we know that the current marital way, it is absolutely terrible. This whole, oh, I'm going to meet someone in serendipity and we're going to fall in love and blah, 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 blah. No. No, 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 no. Marriage, especially Western marriage, is all about business. Hey, we all know this. There's no need for any man moving forward to absolutely get married or to think of it anything less than a business. But I digress. Maholal Madavi had brought some laborers from Madhya Pradesh to lay some cables for the Central Public Works Department. The Gaham couple was the latest to arrive in the city. They lived at a shared accommodation with two other laborers who had gone out for a stroll when the offlining took place. The two other laborers had returned to help Anasia's brother, Lakshmi Prasad, locate their shelter, where they were able to return to Madhya Pradesh and were shocked to see the victim's carcass lying in a pool of blood. Senior Inspector Anil Taksandi of Sakaradara Police Station said, quote unquote, Shamkishore had informed a relative about his intention to end his life and also gave a missed call from a stranger's number to his father. Police reached his village in MP, where Shamkishore's father told cops about the missed call. Cops traced the man from whose number the missed call was given to Umreed, said Taksandi. Well, well, well. Let me reiterate. Maskistan has definitely upped the ante in the HMT world. Talk about resourcefulness. Ladies, when a man is thoroughly pissed off and at the end of his line, anything in his hands can become deadly. I'm going to reiterate that for the nosebleeds. When a man is so thoroughly enraged, and he finally snaps. Anything in his hands can become a deadly weapon. Hell, his hands themselves can become deadly weapons. But far too many women live under the delusion that men are going to consistently restrain themselves in stressful situations. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the temporary shelter that they were in. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, the pipe of purgatory. I'm giving that a 25. Psychological impact. I'm going to give that a 25 also, because the other two laborers had to come and find that woman's carcass. For the brutality factor, gentlemen. Can you just imagine the sounds that were happening as this was going down? Think about how much pressure this dude had to use in order to ram that pipe down her throat. Get in there! Yeah, I'm giving the brutality factor a 40. And for the uniqueness factor, a pipe. Normally, if someone uses a pipe to dispatch someone, they beat them with it. No. Not in this case. I have to give the uniqueness factor a 40 under general principle. So Shem Kishore, the pipe shover, gets a score of 140. Ladies, let me reiterate. A thoroughly pissed off man who has finally snapped will use whatever means at hand to dispose of you. Period. Point blank. Now you look at the history between these two. They were both toxic. It was an arranged marriage. There should have been some meeting of the mind that said, you know what? Why can't we settle this like two adults? Oh, no. She used a simple tattoo to continue to pick at him. So, of course, he started picking back at her. And guess what? Arguments, drama, blah, 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 blah. And what was the result? That's right. She got throat goated. Well, hey, just saying, ladies, you really need to pick your battles. Some fights are not worth fighting. We as men understand that. We know sometimes it's best to back down. It's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. We get this. We understand that. We're taught that at an early age. But you women, oh, no. I'm going to keep this drama going. I'm going to be this way because society allows me to be that way. Until you push the man in your life over his line. And he takes matters into his own hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who continuously believe that you're right to continue causing drama in your relationship just because you're bored and you need something to do, you need to understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think you have by continuously nagging and goading men into arguments is going out. Feminism and the idea that a man is going to continue to restrain himself, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men around the world are finally saying enough is enough. And guess what? When that man finally decides that you've become the bane of his life, guess what? He's saying, you know what? I'll go ahead and go in the cage, but I'm going to put your ass on that funeral pyre. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.